Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Welcome to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. In today's episode, we're talking with Robin Binkley all about circles of influence and how they impact you, your money, your net worth, and your other areas of value. There are some great takeaways from today's episode. Some of the main ones that you'll want to pay attention for is how to make sure your circle of influence shares your same values, how you find your values, and how you find connections, and how you can share those values within your circle of influence. But I really hope you enjoy this episode. And then go and share it with your circle of influence. It will help you all strengthen your circle and continue to grow and help each other grow and achieve your goals. The money talking points for today's episode are: who is in your circle of influence? And second, is there a type of person or a person in a position that you would like to be in your circle of influence? With the money talking points in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. This issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk with Skylar Fleming, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. I'm here to do the research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. Hello and welcome to today's interview. Today I have Robin Binkley, I believe is how it's pronounced. With me.
Yes.
Robin, would you go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody?
So hi, Skylar. And yes, just a few things about me. I am in my mid-50s, and I really think that's important for a point of reference when I start talking about all these W-2 jobs that I had in the past. I ran nursing facilities for 24 years. So I had a lengthy W-2 career time, and shifted my investment more than a hobby into more of a full-time role, has allowed me to be where I am today. And I have a full-fledged real estate investment business, but we are also involved in many other lines of business.
Awesome. Thank you for that introduction. Let's just dive right into our conversation today. We're talking about your circle of influence, how it impacts your money, and really like some of the things you can do to increase your net worth in that space. What is a circle of influence in your book?
Oh my gosh, Skylar. The circle of influence, it's directly the folks that you spend the most time with. You will begin to act, speak, you know, and really model those behaviors and those conversations. And so you want to take a deep dive into, you know, who is in your circle of influence. And you may have people that you desire to do more things with, be more aligned with, start attending business meetings that they do. And so in order to do that, you've got to add them to your circle and invite yourself into some of those spaces to get started.
Awesome. So is the saying that you're the sum of the five people you spend your time with, is that accurate? Do you begin
accurate.
To develop that?
Yes, sir. It is, you know, and so you've got to, like, as our real estate business and investing opportunities increased, we had to put ourselves in those spaces and find mentors that could help coach us in the different areas that fall within that.
Awesome. That's good to hear. I've heard recently there's been some articles going around about how most jobs don't even come from a job posting. They come from someone in your network. So I think that's something, just another thing to keep in consideration as we're having this conversation about networking and your circle of influence, is a lot of what you're going to be able to accomplish and opportunities you're afforded are going to come from that circle. But it can definitely impact your money. What are some ways that maybe those five closest people or your circle of influence could impact your finances?
Okay. So, you know, just as a matter of principle, when you're around individuals in different types of opportunities, whether that's masterminds, conferences, you're just going out to dinner, you're doing, you know, Zoom calls with folks, you really begin talking about not just business, but personal, like what drives you, what drives them, what are your motivators, what are your, you know, goals for life. And so it's real important when you're aligning yourself with folks, the five closest people in your life, that you share some of the same intrinsic values. And if you really don't, then, you know, you have to really take a look at who's influencing your life. But opportunities, when you're in different entrepreneurial groups and you are learning how to run, operate businesses, or you're syndicating something with someone else from within that group, because those are going to be the types of conversations that come up, capital raising, macroeconomics. You know, you begin speaking the language, understanding what's been said, you know, deals are going to come your way and you're going to have opportunities that arise. You're going to need to know how to really analyze that. Is that something that you can get involved in, you know?
Yeah. So you got to keep in touch with goals that are like yours. I like that, because Do you think it's going to be valuable for someone if they want to get out of debt and all their friends are just spending like crazy?
Skylar, absolutely. I mean, I am currently working on a digital product that's going to be launched here in the next couple of weeks that really kind of addresses that very thing. I've got adult kids and, you know, I'm, like I said, in my mid-50s, goals are important. I don't care where in life you start, but the earlier you start, the better you are able to collapse timeframes and propel the trajectory of reaching those goals. And goals are not always financial. They're personal, they're spiritual, they're business related, health and wellness. I mean, it's a myriad of things that make up your ability to be successful.
Awesome. And you got to have people around that share that input and share that like values, like you said. What's a good way, or how do you build a good circle of influence?
So, you know, a lot of times when you're just really getting started, because this is important too, as you begin to evolve and move into different spaces, you have to kind of look at who are your friends? You know, who are your mentors in business? Who are your spiritual mentors in your life? And if you don't have any and you've just got friends that you've been hanging out with, what really are, do y'all share some of the same values and financial and personal goals that you want to achieve in life? I mean, if you've never really sat down and done that completely, that's okay. You still have a sense of, these are just my friends from college, but these are my friends who, you know, are kind of moving in the same direction I am. So you've got to be able to establish who that is. And if somebody's not fitting in, or you're like, you know, I only have two friends, I only have two girlfriends, you know, or guy friends, you know, I've only got one person that I could even reach out to that could help me with a financial decision. You've got to change and add something to yourself. So get out, first of all, Google, you know, entrepreneurial groups, whatever your passion is, if it's real estate, if it's fly fishing, whatever that is, look at some of these clubs and organizations that are out there. And also reading, you know, educating yourself in that space. And that doesn't just mean online. That means, you know, actually articles and or books, you know, and then begin joining some mastermind groups. It's free to look and Google what groups are about. You know, there are some costs associated with getting in the room with some of these. And so you've got to be able to look at your financial situation too.
Yeah, I definitely think in terms of getting in the room with those groups, like you said, there's certainly going to be some sort of free group out there that you can get started with. I'm sure of that. Yeah. Like, I think in terms of, I like to be involved locally, like on a city level and things like that with that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of great groups that are already doing some of the work. So you just got to figure out where they're at and then dive in with them, because it's really hard if you want to do everything by yourself and build it all up from scratch. I don't think it's going to be quite possible.
No, you're not going to be able to collapse timeframes. And, you know, Skylar, one thing that I found that along the way as I started out and got involved in certain groups and certain circles, as my education grew and my understanding grew, so did my circle, you know, and I found myself getting involved in different styles of influence circles. And that is okay too. You need that.
Yeah, there's all sorts of things you can be doing, whether it's big conferences or if it's maybe small group things where you're just discussing and bouncing ideas off of each other. There's a lot of, I would say there's a lot of different sizes of circles to keep the connection going there. But your network, like I said in the beginning, there's a lot of jobs that aren't even being like posted online, and people are getting those jobs because of their network. But there's other ways that your network impacts you. But what are some ways that it can impact your net worth and how much money you have?
Well, I can tell you, you know, who you're hanging out with, whether that's in person or virtually, whatever that is, it shapes your thinking. It shapes your objectives and your goals. And so, you know, you've got to be speaking the same language as others do. But, you know, as you are, you know, aligning yourself, you're going to be so, you know, it used to be, you know, if you were making six figures, you were doing really well and you wanted to hang out with millionaires. We got to be speaking the same language in all areas as the millionaires. But right now, the millionaires are hanging out with billionaires, you know. And so at some point, you get to this space where you decide enough money is enough. How are you giving back and leaving legacy? And so your circle of influence definitely changes your net worth, but your net worth is not all financial. It's about the handprint that you're really leaving in life. And at the end of the day, what's happening between, you know, we've all talked about the dash, you're born and you die. What are you doing with the middle? You know, so you can be incredibly wealthy, very successful, but wealth is many things. You know, right now, without my health, I wouldn't be able to do the things that drive me and allow me to leave the legacy I'm leaving.
Yeah. Do you think it's important then, like you said, once you get to a certain point, your net worth is what it is and you're going to be okay? Is there a certain point that you think it's really most valuable to kind of return that influence and join other people's circles and like really give back, like you said? What do you think? How do we do that?
I think you need to be doing that from the beginning. You know, the more you find yourself giving and offering yourself available to someone else that has a problem they can't solve, you become the most valuable person in the room to that individual. And that opens up so many opportunities for current and active business opportunities and the future. So giving back isn't always making a financial contribution or, you know, running after a cause. It can also be give back to somebody that you're just trying to get connected with. How can you offer help to them? Get, you know, connect with your friends in your same, you know, circle that you're in and jump in when they've got a problem. Just be willing to help. Offer yourself available. It will be paid back to you in due time.
Yeah, I think that's one thing I've had other guests on that share that same idea of give a little bit without that expected return, because it's going to come back to you one way or another, especially if
it absolutely does. It does.
Yeah, if you truly help someone out, they're going to be thinking about that when they're in a position to help you back out.
They will never forget it. And you'll be the first person they called, you know, always give without an expectation, because with an expectation, you're going to be let down. Your expectation's never going to be met.
Yeah, definitely. I can't think of a time where I've given to something and it's like, wow, I hope this happens back. And because it's never going to happen the exact perfect way that you want it to. So if you're going to a networking event saying, I'm going to give all these people all this knowledge and expect them all to pay me $500 in a couple months for the course that I'm going to offer, it's not going to happen. You're going to be disappointed and frustrated.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I would say like the example I just illustrated was a bad apple. Like if you're that bad apple in a circle of influence, maybe don't give with an expectation. But let's say you have someone around you that is that bad apple. They are maybe giving with an expectation, or maybe they aren't sharing your values, essentially. How do you handle that? But maybe you don't want to cut the person off. How do you juggle that?
Yeah. So I think you have to really look at that, because as I've sort of navigated these waters, there are definitely people that I initially had one idea of and how they may have operated in business, and through time have been able to kind of see behind the veil, have a better understanding of how different relationships in this space work. And again, it goes back to your values. One, understand what your values are, and at the end of the day, what you're willing to live with yourself. You know, and if you don't know that, first thing you need to do is spend a little time with yourself and get to know you. Because there are so many folks who are out for their personal agenda, not out to help and collaborate with you in this space. And so when you do encounter that individual or individuals, and I promise you will, if you haven't, you've not been around long enough and you've not been in large enough communities, because it's going to happen and you're going to be devastated. Look at it as a learning opportunity, you know. Step back, look again at your values. Is this somebody that you can live with yourself, with aligning yourself with, or a particular group that you just need to not be involved with for a while? You know, you have to make some of those tough decisions, but stand behind your decision based on your values. And, you know, those values and core drivers in our life will never steer us wrong if we stay true to them. It's when you use the other individuals who are the bad apples to leverage your own business success, yet you know that behind the veil, they're not really who they present themselves to be. That's when there's a problem in your judgment.
Yeah. And you led right into the question I was going to ask, is if we're allowing those people who maybe don't align with our values to stay in our circle of influence, does that begin to change us? And I think that story you started to tell showcases that it can.
Oh, it can. It absolutely can. You know, and there are some times when you just don't know what you don't know. But as you become aware, again, align it with your value system and how you handle your business and stay true to those things.
Yeah. Aligning our values with the people around us and what the businesses we're running or that we're working in is really essential. I love that. I love that idea. Mm-hmm. How, let's say you're in your circle of influence, you're talking to a couple of friends. And I think one of the thoughts that I had is that your circle of influence goes beyond just work things. There's personal like conversations and stuff that can happen there too. How do you bring up money within your circle of influence, especially if you're not sure where to start? So you have that financial question. How do you ask it and approach that?
Well, bringing up money can be, you know, interpreted a lot of different ways. Are we talking about bringing up money, like just to have a financial discussion, or like money raising capital, or like what's happening in the world today with money? Because it depends on, you know, the group that you're in and like what's the, you know, whatever about the
situation.
Money. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. So what if it's
a hard conversation? Like what if it's something like you found yourself in credit card debt? How do you think maybe is a good way to bring up trickier conversations in your circle of influence?
Okay. Well, you know, I've been in credit card debt multiple times over in my life in the earlier years. So I have truly lived that and gotten out of it, thankfully. But, you know, your circle of influence, whether you're connecting with somebody one-on-one or it's a small group, mastermind, you know, many of the masterminds are all straight 100% business. But when you spend time with folks frequently, you begin to develop those personal relationships. And so, you know, you've got to be able to talk about some of what's really happening in your life, because oftentimes that's driving some of your decision making in your business and also your behavior. You know, are you in the moment or are you always somewhere else because you've got something else to worry about? I mean, we all have other things going on, but we have to be in the moment, you know, allow ourselves to do that. So, you know, I think that if you're not around individuals that you can bring up some of those real pieces, it might be that you don't have all the right people that you need in that circle. You know, the question, you know, if we're talking specifically about I found myself in excessive debt and I don't have any other cash flow, I would probably be talking to one of my mastermind circles that has a bunch of eclectic entrepreneurs. You know, everyone has found themselves in debt or they've had an unexpected economic issue, especially in the last 6 to 8 months. So many of us have been affected by jobs, savings, interest rates, going to the grocery store were affected. But then I would also, I have really deep roots in my spiritual groups, my Bible study groups, and, that side of my life that I feed, definitely dive in with them and other business partners, yeah. I just think that you gotta figure out what is the question with the money and what group does that really go with? And then just be bold. Ask a question.
Awesome. Yeah. You're going back a couple of questions where you're saying, make sure your values align. If your group is solely focused on one thing and it doesn't ever potentially even possibly touch those personal things, then it's probably not a good place to bring it up. But if you, like you said, that Bible study group, you're in a section of scriptures that's talking about stewardship or something like that, boom, bring it up right there. That's awesome. Like, find those little ins, find those value connections and go for it. I love that. So make sure, I think that's been a big summary for this whole thing, is make sure your circle of influence really encapsulates your values and that you're all sharing some of those values. Robin, is there anything else you'd like to add to wrap up? Or of course, where can people reach you?
So first of all, Skylar, thank you for having me today. And I hope that some of what we've discussed just touches one or two people and they, it's just the right question to kind of offer a life-changing moment for them. And so how I can be contacted is at team@realequityip.com. And, my company is called Real Equity Investment Partners. It talks about everything from real estate investing to syndicating, but really I'm so much more than that. I'm doing some coaching and I'm just really helping the younger group of folks right now, since I have adult kids that are walking this, just kind of get a grip on their finances and help put strategies in that will create success in all the areas of their life. So.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And anyone listening, if you have any questions that spurred up of maybe how do I align those values or find those values, you can send them to Robin, send them to me. I'm sure we'd be happy to have a conversation with
Absolutely.
You about those. Awesome,
thank
Robin.
You,
thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you so much to Robin for that wonderful interview. I wanted to discuss the money talking points real quick, but the first one is, who is in your circle of influence? Well, I have some really close friends and family members that I know I can ask questions to. Whether it's a financial, spiritual, career, or any other area of my life, I have people around me who I know I can ask those questions to. And I hope you have someone in each of those areas of your life that you can bounce ideas and questions off of. But if you need someone in that financial area of your life, I'm happy to help. Please send me an email or a message on social media. And of course, all that information is in the show notes. But I would be happy to chat about money with you. And of course, if you're open to it, I'd love to have you on as a guest. But two, is there a type of person or person in a certain position that you would like to have in your circle of influence? When I thought about this question, I was thinking that I might like to have more financial people or podcast people within my circle. I want to make sure I'm in a circle where I can learn and grow for this podcast. I really enjoy making it and talking to people about money, so the more people that I can interact with about money, the better. Also, if you know anybody that you'd like to hear on this podcast, please let me know and send me their email. And then if you could let them know that you suggested them to be a guest, I would be happy to reach out. It'd be fantastic because then we'd get to talk with new people. You'd be super interested to hear what they have to say, and we'd get to keep going with this podcast. So please send me any guest suggestions via email or on Facebook or social media. And I'm really excited for those future episodes with guest suggestions. But let's wrap up today's episode next. I appreciate Robin for coming on today's episode. That was a great conversation geared around circles of influence. I know there are several things I'm going to apply to my own life from this episode. And if you're still listening at this point, thank you so much. I've had some fantastic episodes in the past few weeks, and in the weeks coming, there's even greater ones coming out. So be sure to share with your friends, make sure we're all having money talks, and that way we can all do better with money by talking about it more. And I appreciate each one of you for listening and sharing with a friend. This podcast is growing and growing rapidly, and I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for the fantastic guests we've had on and everyone listening. I'm looking to keep growing this podcast, and like I mentioned, it's really with guest suggestions, with feedback, with your comments and suggestions. So if you have any feedback, please send me an email or reach out on my website with any topic suggestions, guest suggestions, episode suggestions, or just feedback about the show. Is there something that I do on the show that maybe you're thinking should be changed slightly? Let me know. I'd be happy to adjust and make changes so that this can be the best Money Talk show for you. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. This show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and may not be specific to your unique situation. Please be sure to do additional research before making any financial decisions.